Mishnayis Mesechta Brochus. The first Mishnah, Me'ein Mosai Kurin Eshema B'Yarvis. From when can we first start to say the Kriya Shema by night? So the Mishnah says, Misho Shehakohanim Nichnosin Lechol Bisrumosin. When the Kohanim that were Tomei, so the halacha is, even though they went to the mikveh that day, still they have to wait till Hera Shemesh. They have to wait till it comes nighttime, till the Tzeisek Echovim, until the stars come out, and then they are allowed to eat the Truma. So the Mishnah says the same time as the Zman Kriya Shema at night. We can first start saying Kriya Shema at night when it is Tzeisek Echovim, which is the same time that the Kohanim come in to be able to eat their Truma. And if somebody says Kriya Shema before this time, he is not mekayim the mitzvah. Now, until how long can we say Kriya Shema at night? Ad soif ha'shmeira horishona, until the end of the first watch of the night. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. In the Gemara, it's a machlokes if we have three mishmarim throughout the night, or do we have four mishmarim throughout the night? But his shita is at the end of the first watch. That's when the Zman Kriya Shema ends at night. And the pshat, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is that he dashes, the pasuk says, Bishoch b'cho uvukumecha. Bishoch b'cho means when you are going to sleep, that's when you are supposed to say Kriya Shema. So he learns Bishoch b'cho means kol zaman, all the time when people are going to sleep. Therefore, usually whoever goes to sleep went to sleep by the end of the third of the first of the first third of the night. Therefore, after the first third of the night, it is too late to say Kriya Shema, because it is not called anymore Bishoch b'cho. Now, v'chachomim oimrim ad chatzos. The chachomim say, no, if you did not say Kriya Shema at the beginning of the night, you can still say it until chatzos, until half of the night. Now, we'll soon explain the chachomim. But the next man, the yomah, Rabban Gamliel oimer ad sheyale amud hashochar, until the morning star comes out. In other words, throughout the whole night, you can still say Kriya Shema and be yotze the mitzvah Kriya Shema of Ubishoch b'cho at night time. In other words, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the pshat from the pasuk Ubishoch b'cho means kol zaman people are sleeping, and people sleep throughout the whole night until it comes Omer Hashachar, till it comes the morning star. At that time, it is not called anymore Ubishoch b'cho. That is the time when people start to get up. So after that, you cannot say Kriya Shema, not be mekayim the mitzvah of Laila. Now the question is, the Chachomim, that they say until Chatzos, until midnight. Where do they get the Shita? So the Gemara really says that the Chachomim amoidet Rabbi Gamliel, that really midiraisa, the pshat in the word Ubishoch b'cho means kol zaman people are sleeping, which should be throughout the whole night until the morning star comes up. However, we'll soon see in the Mishnah why the Chachomim say you can only say Kriya Shema up until Chatzos, and after Chatzos you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah according to the Chachomim. So now the Mishnah says a story. Maise shebo vonov mi beis hamishne. It once happened that Rabbi Gamliel's children came home late from a chasna. Omru loy. So they asked their father. They told their father, loy karina weshema. We did not say Kriya Shema yet. In other words, they're asking their father, can we still say Kriya Shema? Omar lohem. So the father, Rabbi Gamliel, answered them, im loy olo amad hashachar. If the morning star did not come up yet, Chayovim atem likros. You have a chiv, you are obligated still to say the Kriya Shema Shalaila. In other words, like we said, that the pshat in the pasuk Ubishoch b'cho means kol zaman people are sleeping. And since it didn't come up the morning star yet, people are still sleeping, you can still be mekayim the mitzvah's essay of saying Kriya Shema Balaila. And further, v'loy zu bilvat, and not only this case. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel is still telling his children, not only this case by Kriya Shema, ela kol ma she'omru chachomim ad chatzos. Any time you find a halacha that the chachomim say you can only do that mitzvah until chatzos, until midnight, you should know really mitzvoson ad she'yala amod hashochar. Really, it is considered laila until the morning star comes up. Really, the mitzvah can be done until yala amod hashochar. But why do the chachomim say until chatzos? That we'll soon see. Now, what are cases? Hekter chalovim v'evorim. When you bring a korban and you have to burn the fats of the korban or the evorim, which is usually called the emurim that you put on the mizbeach. Halacha is mitzvosan ad sheyala amad hashachar. You're allowed to burn it throughout the whole night until it comes up the morning star in the morning, then it becomes noiser. But up until then, throughout the whole night, you can be mekayim the mitzvah of burning the chalovim v'evorim. V'chol ha-necholim l'yoy mechod, any kodshim that you're allowed to eat the meat only one day, is mitzvosan ad sheyala amad hashachar. Again, the mitzvah is by kodshim, you say, there's the day and then the night. The night goes after the day. So you're allowed to eat the meat that day and that night. When it comes Yala Omad HaShachar, when it comes the next day, the morning star rises, then it's also to eat the meat anymore. This is always the din midiraisa. In other words, midiraisa Laila was always considered until Yala Omad HaShachar. Im Kain, so the Mishnah now explains, if so, Loma Omru Chachomim Ad Chatzos, why did the Chom say here by Kriyashma that you should only say Kriyashma up until Chatzos, only up until midnight? And hu adinu b'achilas kodeshim, you're only supposed to eat the meat of the kodeshim up until chatzos. Why didn't they say you could do it the whole night? Is kedei laharchik es ha'odam min ha'aveira. In other words, to keep a person away from doing an aveira. In other words, the chum were afraid that if a person has the whole night to say Krishma, he may keep on pushing it off and he'll think he has plenty of time. And before you know it, he'll fall asleep and he'll come omer ha'shachar and it'll be too late. Therefore, the Chum say, never leave it over Pirs Chatzos. Make sure to say Krishma before midnight, so it will never come that you will miss the Zaman. Now, it is a Machlekes Rishonim, according to Chachomim, let's say somebody by mistake didn't say Krishma up until midnight. Now it's after midnight. Should he still say Krishma or not? Some Rishonim say, according to Chachomim, no, the Zaman passed already, and now you cannot be Mekayim the Mitzvah anymore. And some Rishonim say, yes, the Chum only say at the beginning, L'chatchilom, you should make sure to say it before Chatzos. But if it passed already Chatzos, you can still say it, you could still be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now, Lalocha, the way we hold is, that of course, the Zman Kriyashma starts by Tzeitek Chovim, when the stars come out. That's the Iker Zman. Of course, there are some Shitas that hold that you could say Kriyashma even from before, from a Plag HaMincha, according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. However, Rovi Shernim say that you should first say Krishma after Chatzos, after Tzaytzek Chovim. And if you said Krishma, you davened Marav earlier, before Tzaytzek Chovim, you davened Marav after Plag HaMincha, you should always make sure to try and say Krishma over again after Tzaytzek Chovim. But this man, when Krishma starts his Tzaytzek Chovim, now Metchila, you should daven Marav as soon as possible. The Gemara says, as soon as you come home at night, before you sit down to eat and have supper, before you go to sleep, you sit down in Marav, say Krishma first. That's Metchila. If you have a Zman Kibur, went to daven later with the Minyan, you have a right to wait till later to daven with the Minyan. But Metchila, you should always try and say Krishma before Chatzos. However, if you passed Chatzos, past midnight, and you still did not daven Marav, then we hold Halacha, you can still daven Marav up until Omad HaShachar, until the morning star comes up. The second Mishnah, May Emosai Kurin Eshema B'Shachris. It's in the morning to be Mekayim the Mitzvah's essay of saying Kriyashma in the morning. When is the first time we can say Kriyashma in the morning? So, Mishayakir Ben Tcheles Lelovin. When it's light enough outside that you can tell the difference between blue and white. In other words, if you have some wool in front of you, part of it is dyed white and part of it is dyed blue, if you can tell the difference, if it's light enough, that's already the Zaman when we can start saying Krishma in the morning. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ben Tcheles Lekarsi. It has to be a little bit more lighter outside in order to be able to tell the difference between blue wool and a little green wool. That's a little bit harder to tell between blue and white. It's harder to tell green and blue because they look closer. So according to Rabbi Lez, it's a little bit later of a shear until it's a little bit more lighter outside. Now this man of Misha Yaker, this is in between Oilas HaShachar and Hanetzach Hama, in between when the morning star comes out and when the sun rises. So even though really daytime starts by Omer HaShachar, when the morning star comes out, but still Metchila, we are not supposed to say Krishma before this man of Misha Yaker. Before this time that you could tell the difference is light enough. Hu adin, the mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of tefillin also first start at this time. when it's light enough, Misha Yakir can tell the difference between this blue wool and green wool, which is in between the Zman of Neitzach Hamo and Oiles HaShachar. So the Mishnah says, V'goimro, you can continue saying Krishma until how long in the morning? Ad HaNeitzach Hamo, up until sunrise. Because according to Rebbe Lezer, the Zman of Krishma ends by HaNeitzach Hamo. As soon as it comes sunrise, after that you can't say Krishma anymore. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Ad Sholoshois. We have the first 3 hours of the day, you can still say Krishma. Why? Shekein derech b'nei melochim la'amoid b'sholoshois. Because that's the derech of kings, that kings first get up after 3 hours of the day. In other words, the Torah says, uvekumecho. When we get up in the morning, that's the time to say Krishma. So even though most people get up right away in the morning, but since there are the kings that get up a little bit later, it is still considered uvekumecham, the first 3 hours of the morning. So the Mishnah HaKorim Mikan V'Elech, but if somebody reads Krishma after the first 3 hours of the day, Loi Hifsid, he does not lose out. What does that mean, he does not lose out? In other words, he could still say the Birchas of Krishma before and afterwards. Ka'odam HaKorim B'Torah, because it's still considered he's doing a mitzvah of saying Krishma as if he's learning Torah. But to be mekayim the mitzvah really of Krishma itself at its right time, you do not have any more. Since it's already past the first 3 hours of the day, it's not the zman to be mekayim the mitzvah of Krishma. However, it's not worse than just reading the Torah. Call them like a person akara b'Torah, and he gets chah for learning Torah. And therefore, the halacha is you can also say the birchas Krishma before and afterwards, because the zman for birchas Krishma is totally in the zman tefillah, as we'll see later on. Now, lahalacha, we hold, like Rabbi Yeshua, that you can say Krishma up until the end of the third hour of the day. However, there is an inyan to say Krishma kivasikun, which is exactly right before Haneitzach Hamo, right before sunrise, in order to say Shmoneh Esrei at the beginning of sunrise, which is Neitzach Hamo. But that is only like a mitzvah min amukhor, but the mitzvah we could be mekayim during the first 3 hours of the day. Now, exactly when the day starts to start counting the first 3 hours of the day is the famous machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon and the Gro. The Gro holds that the day first starts at Neitzach Hamo. Means first at sunrise, you have 3 hours to say Krishma, which 3 hours means you take from sunrise to sunset, divide that time by 12, that's how much the hour is, and 3 of those hours is the time for Krishma. According to the Magen Avraham, the Zman starts at Oiles HaShachar, at the morning star coming out. You count the day from the beginning of Oiles HaShachar up until Tzeis HaKehovim. Now, divide that by 12, and that's how you get the hour, and you have 3 hours from then. That's why usually we have two different Zmanim when the end of Krishma is, that according to the Magen Avraham, it's a little bit earlier, and according to the Gro, you have like another half an hour. And there's no real hachro and psak, therefore you could be saying on the Gro to say Krishma up until the second Zman, till the end of the second third hour of the day. The second Zman, which starts from Haneitzach Hamo, from sunrise, you'll have 3 hours from then on to say it. But everybody should be makpid to say Krishma by the end of the third hour. Yeah, the third Mishnah. Beishamai Oimrin. Beishamai says, for erev, he's by the time, by saying Krishma at night, kol odom yite v'yikro. He should always like, yita means bend over, in other words, leaning, lying down, that's the way you should say Krishma. Uva boiker, and when you say Krishma in the morning, yamdu, you should be standing up when you say it. Why? Shenema, because the pasuk says, uveshoch pecho uvekumecho. So beishamai dashens, uveshoch pecho means, you should be lying down. That is the way you should say Krishma at night. Uvekumecho means you should be getting up. In other words, the way you are up, standing up, that's the way you should say Krishma in the morning. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, but Beis Hillel says, Kol Adam Korei Kedarkoi. Every person could say it in any manner he wants. Whether he's sitting, whether he's standing, whether he's leaning down, whether day or by night, there's no difference. You could say Krishma any manner that you're in. Shenemar, how does he know that? Because the Pasuk says, uvelechtecho vaderech, while you're walking on the derech on the road. Mashma, you do not have to be sitting up or lying down, but rather even when you're going on the road, you could also say it. In other words, you could say it any way you want. Im kein, if so, lomo nemar uveshoch becho vukumecho. So Beis Hillel has the question, why does the pasuk say uveshoch becho, you should be lying down, or vukumecho, you should be getting up, which is mashma like Beis Shammai, you should say it either lying down or else standing up. So Beis Hillel answers that the pasuk means Bisho shebnei adam sheichvim. Uveshoch becho just means you should say Kriya Shema at night when, at the time when people go to sleep. Uvisho shebnei adam oimdim. Now at the time when people get up, which means in the morning. Therefore, that's how two different zmanim went to say Kriya Shema. Uveshoch becho when people are going to sleep at night. It doesn't mean you have to say it lying down. You could say it any manner you want. Just you should say it at night, at the time when people are going to sleep. Or like we learned before, according to Rambam Gamliel, it means kol zaman people are sleeping, that you could say it throughout the whole night. Uvukumecha means at the time when people are getting up, which means the first 3 hours of the day. Omar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon said, Ani hoyisi vo baderech. I was once walking in the derech on the road. Vehitisi likrois kedirvei beishamay. Hey, so it was becoming night, and he wanted to say Kriya Shema of the night time. So vehitisi, he was makpid to lie down, to say it leaning over, like beishamay shita. That's the way he said Kriya Shema by night. So the Mishnah says, Visikanti viyatmi. And he put himself into danger. Mifnei halistim, because of rabbis. In other words, since he like stopped his going, and he waited to lie down to say Kriya Shema, because of that, listim came to him. A rabbis came, and they put him into a matzav of danger. Omru loy, so the chomim said back to Rabbi Tarfon, Kidai ho yiso locho viyatzmchom. You should know you really deserve what happened to you. You deserve to have this danger put onto you. Why? She'ovarto al divrei Beis Hillel. Because you did not listen, you were over, you went against what Beis Hillel says. Beis Hillel says a person does not have to say Kriya Shema at night lying down. Therefore, if you're in a matzav of sakona, you should have not stopped. You should have said Kriya Shema any way you want. So because you stopped and wanted to do like Beis Shammai, and since the halacha is like Beis Hillel, you deserve really that this danger should come upon you. Because you shouldn't have done like Beis Shammai, but rather like Beis Hillel.
Mishnah Dalet. Bishachar mevorach shtayim lifoneho v'yachas liyachareho. It's in the morning, when we say Kriya Shema in the morning, we have two brachas to say before Kriya Shema, and one we say afterwards. Like we do before Kriya Shema, we say the bracha Yoitzer Or, and then we say Avo Rabo, and afterwards we say Emes V'yatzif. Uvo Erev, when we say Kriya Shema by night time, Shtayim Lefoneho, we say two before Kriya Shema, Ushtayim Liachreho, we have Goa Yisrael, and then we say Hashkivenu, we have the second one afterwards. Achas Arucha V'yachas Kitzora. One is considered a long bracha, and one is considered a short bracha. Now there are a lot of different perushim, different shotim in this Mishnah, what it means long and short. The Rav learns up in north that Ashtayim Lofoneh Koi. This is going on the two brachas that we say before Kriya Shema. That Yotzer Or, the first bracha, is considered an Arucha, long bracha. Why? Because it starts off with Baruch, and it ends with a Baruch. That makes it into called a bracha Arucha. V'yachas Kitzora, one is called the short bracha. That's the bracha Avo Rabo, that does not start with the bracha, but rather it just ends off with the bracha. That's why it is called a Kitzora, a short one. Now the Mishnah says, Mokaim she'omru l'harach, at a place where the Chum say you're supposed to be marach. In other words, when you're supposed to start off with a baruch and end off with baruch, eino rishoy l'katzer. You are not allowed to change it around and make it into a short bracha by just saying a baruch at the end and not saying a baruch at the beginning. L'katzer, let's say the nusach is supposed to be only a baruch at the end, like Ava Rabo, and you are not supposed to start off with a baruch, is alocha eino rishoy l'harach. You are not allowed to change around the nusach of the bracha and make it into a long bracha, but rather you have to leave it the way it is, not to start off with a baruch. What about lachtoim? In a place where you're supposed to end off with Hashem's name, and a rishoy shalom lachtoim, you are not allowed to, like, not end off with Baruch Ato Hashem. V'shalom lachtoim, in a place where you're not supposed to end off with Baruch Ato Hashem, is eino rishoy lachtoim. You are not allowed to end off with the Baruch Ato Hashem. In other words, let's say by Birchas HaPeres, we make a Bori Priates. We just start off with the Baruch Ato Hashem, but we do not end off with the Baruch Ato Hashem. When we have a Baruch Achroina, let's say Al HaMichya, there we start off with the Baruch Ato Hashem, and we end off with the Baruch Ato Hashem. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Lachtoim, when you're supposed to end off with the Baruch Ato Hashem, you're not allowed to make it into it without it. And when you are not supposed to end off by Birchas HaPeres, you are not allowed to. You have to leave the Nusach HaBrocho the way they are and not change them around. Mishnah Hei. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelis. There is a mitzvah to mention the inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim, going out of Mitzrayim, even Balelos by night. In other words, when we say Kriya Shema at night, we are supposed to say the third parsha of Ayom Rashem HaMoshe Leimor, even though that parsha talks about tzitzis, that tzitzis we do not have a chiyuv to wear tzitzis at night time, still, since at the end of the parsha we mentioned the inyan of Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, we mentioned the inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're supposed to say this third parsha by night time, because there is a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim Palelis. And we have to know, when we say Kriya Shema and we say this last pasuk of Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, whether we say it in the morning or when we say it at night, we're supposed to have in mind also that we want to be mekayim this mitzvah of being maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelis, or Bayoim. Now, Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Hare ani keven shivim shona, I am like 70 years old. In other words, I look like an older person, even though he wasn't really that old. He was only 18 years old, but that night he looked like a zokin, like the Gemara says, his beard turned white. So he said, Harei ani keben shivim shonim, v'loi zochisi shetiyoma yitzias mitzrayim balelis. I was not zoichem, so the Mefarshim say it means, lo nitzchati, as I did not win over the chomin. I was not able to prove my point, to prove that there is a mitzvah to say Yitzias Mitzrayim even by night time. That means b'lo yizochisei sheteyomi Yitzias Mitzrayim b'leilis. I was never able to prove my point that there is a mitzvah to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim by night time. Ad she'dor ben zayma, until ben zayma finally came along and darshan the psukim, that the posik says she'nema, the posik says, L'ma'an tizkor es yoyim tzeitzchor mi'eretz Mitzrayim koil yimei chayecho. You are supposed to mention, remind yourself about the going out of Mitzrayim all the days of your lifetime. So Ben Zoyma darshins, yimei chayecho, what does it mean, the days of your lifetime, hayomim? That means by day. At daytime, like we said, you're supposed to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. What does the pasuk say, kol yimei chayecho, all the days of your lifetime, is halelois. Include even by night time there is also a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Chachamim say, though, they dash in the pasuk a little bit different, that Yimei Chayecho, what does that mean? Ha'olam Hazeh. On this world right now, before Mashiach comes, there's a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kol Yimei Chayecho, what are they dashing from the word koil? Lohovi L'Yemois HaMashiach. That even though Mashiach will come, and there'll be so many great nisim to talk about then, and true, there'll be a mitzvah then to remember those nisim also, but we will still have our first mitzvah to remember the inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim also. That's what he does with the word kol yimei chayecha. That even yimei samashiach, there'll still be this mitzvah to remember the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So even though the Chachamim darshan the pasuk a little bit differently than Ben Zoyma, so why did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say, like, now he has the proof to his pshat? So you have to say is that it's more mashma the pasuk like Ben Zoyma darshins, even though the Chum darshins differently, but it's still more mashma like Ben Zoyma. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, now finally he was able to prove his point, that kol yimei chayecha means even at night there is also this mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, Perek Beis. Ha-Koyre Ba-Torah. If somebody is reading the Torah, and it's talking about he's up to the Parshas of Kriya Shema, because while he's learning the from the Sefer Torah, he's up to and saying now the Parshas of Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah says, V'Yigiyah Zman HaMikra. And it so happened that right now is in the morning, and it's a time to say Kriya Shema, to be in the kind of mitzvah the Raisa of saying Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah says, V'Mchivin Libo Yotza. If he has in mind, in his lev, in his heart, that now he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, his yotze, he could be mekayim the mitzvah this way. So now the Gemara explains that it's a machlekes if we hold mitzvah tzriches kavona im lav. That means before you do a mitzvah, you have to have kavona, have to think about that you want to go and do a mitzvah. That's the way you mekayim the mitzvah. So according to that man, the Yoma, the Mishnah is very good. In Chivin Libra, it means now you are saying the Parshas of Kriya Shema. And now it's the time to say Kriya Shema. So the question is, could you be mekayim your mitzvah by doing this? So we say, Imchivin Liboy, if you have in mind, if you're thinking about it now, that you want to do the mitzvah, is yotza, you could do the mitzvah. But the Gemara asks, according to the other man, the Yoma, that holds, mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavona, even if you don't think about doing the mitzvah. Just the mere fact that you do the mitzvah, you are mekayim the mitzvah. So why does the Mishnah say, Imchivin Liboy Mashmi, you have to think about it and have in mind that you want to be mekayim the mitzvah? So the Gemara explains, we're talking about what Yikorah Batorah means, somebody is like learning this from the Torah, not really to pronounce the words the way it's written, but rather just want to see if the Sefer Torah was written right. So he's not pronouncing the words the way it should, he's just pronouncing it in order to see that every single ois was written there. Therefore, Imchivin Liba means if he has in mind now to read it the normal manner, then he would be mekayim the mitzvah, even if he doesn't think about having kavano to be mekayim the mitzvah itself. However, l'maisa l'alocha, we hold that by a mitzvah, the yoraisa, we hold it's the kuvah, that mitzvah tzriches kavana. You should have in mind, before you do the mitzvah, the yoraisa, that you want to go do now a mitzvah and be mekayim, the rotzen, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do. However, on the mitzvah, the rabbonon, we hold that if you do not have this kavana, you are still mekayim, you are still yoraisa the mitzvah. But avada metchila, according to everybody, you should think about before you're doing the mitzvah that you are going to do a mitzvah, and with this mitzvah you want to be mekayim what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do. Mishnah says weiter, v'yim lav lo yotza. But if you did not have this in mind, you did not think about before you are reading the Kriya Shema to mekayim the mitzvah, you are not mekayim the mitzvah. Or else if you did not read it in the right manner, you are not mekayim the mitzvah. Then the Mishnah says the prokin. The prokin means in between one parashiyah of Kriya Shema and another parashiyah. Well, the next Mishnah will explain what is called beprokin, what is called in between, like one brocha and another brocha. So we'll leave that for the next Mishnah. But in between beprokin, the halacha is shoyel mipnei hakovid. You are allowed to go and give shalom aleichem to somebody if he's an adam mechubed, an honored person, that you should give him kovid. Like the moshel, if it's your father or your rebbe, or anybody greater than you, then Chochma, that is an Indian, you should go ahead and give him Shalom Aleichem. So even though you're in the middle of saying Krishma or the middle of the Brochis, but as long as you're Bein HaProkim in between one Broch and another Broch, like we'll soon see the next Mishnah, is Shoyel. You're allowed to ask him or give him Shalom Aleichem. Let's ask him, how is Shalom Aleichem means, how are you? Bifnei HaKovit. Umeshiv. And you're allowed to answer him back. If he comes to you and gives you Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to answer him back, this Adam that is mechubed, an honored person. Uvi'emtza, what about if you're in the middle of the brachas of Kriya Shema, or else you're in the middle of saying the parasha of Kriya Shema? Then, shoyel mefnei hayira, you're only allowed to give shalom aleichem to somebody that you're afraid. So it's a question, what does it mean you're afraid of him? Some of first learns mean you're afraid maybe he'll come to kill you, like a king or somebody very strong, that if you don't give him shalom, maybe he'll kill you. And they ask the question, then pshita, like you don't have to kill yourself, pikuach nefesh is doichem. So some say the pshat is that it's not 100% that he would come to kill you. Just if you have any doubt in your mind that maybe he's not going to like you because of this, and sometimes he could give you some very, very bad trouble, that's also called the b'nei hayira, that you're allowed to give him shalom. And other mefarshim learn that yira also means your father or your rebbe, that there's a chiyuv to have yira for them. So in front of them, you're allowed to give them Shalom Aleichem, even if you're in the middle of saying Kriya Shema.
Umeshiv, and you're allowed to answer back to them. If they give you Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to answer them back. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehudu Aymer, Rabbi Yehudu says though, Be'emtza. In the middle, if you're in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, then Shoril Mefnei Hayira. You're allowed to give Shalom Aleichem to somebody that either you're mechuyev to give him Yira, that means your father or your Rebbe, or else the other pshat was you're afraid of somebody that may give you very bad harm, he may kill you, that you're allowed to give him Shalom Aleichem even in the middle of saying Kriya Shema. Umeshiv Mefnei HaKovid. This is Rabbi Yehudu's Chiddush, that in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, if somebody comes and gives you Shalom Aleichem, even if it's not somebody that you have a chiyuv to have Yira be afraid of him, but rather just he's a respectful person, that there's an Indian to give him kovet. So you're allowed to answer him back, mifnei hakovet. Since he gave you Shalom Aleichem first, you're allowed to answer him back even though you're in the middle of saying Kriya Shema. What about the prokim? Let's say you're in between one brocha and another brocha, or in between the parshiyas of Kriya Shema, then the halacha is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that shoyel mifnei hakovet. You're allowed to go give Shalom Aleichem to somebody that's an odin mechubid, a respectful person. Omeshiv Shalom l'chol odim. But you're allowed to return Shalom to anybody, no matter who he is. If he gave you Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to answer him back, Aleichem Shalom, even though you're Bein HaProkim. You're in between one bracha and another bracha, like Mitzvah will soon see the next Mishnah, what is considered Bein HaProkim. Now, Halacha, we hold like Yab Yehuda, again, so that if you're in the middle of the saying Kriya Shema, you're allowed to give Shalom to somebody, Mifnei Hayira, and you're allowed to answer back to somebody that's Mechubit, if he gave you Shalom Aleichem first. And if you're Bein HaProkim, in between the parashis, then you're allowed to go give Shalom to somebody that's Mechubit, that's a respectful person, and you're allowed to answer back to anybody that gives you Shalom Aleichem. However, Lamaisa, these halachas are not so negayah. Because Lamaitza now, like everybody knows and understands, that if you're in the middle of davening, and you're in the middle of shul, you have your towels and filnan, people know not to come to give you Shalom Aleichem, and they don't expect you to give them back Shalom Aleichem. Therefore, Lamaitza was man as it is, since people understand this, there's no chiv really to give Shalom Aleichem in the middle of saying Kriya Shema in the middle of davening. Rather, wait till after davening, he understands it, you understand it, and that's much more mechubadik this way. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Elu hein bein haprokim. These are the places that are considered in between one parasha or one brocha and another. That bein brocha rishon l'shnia. As we end off saying brocha to Hashem yoitzer hamoiros, you finish the first brocha before Kriya Shema, right before you start avas olam or avar rabba, the second brocha, that's called bein haperik. There, if somebody mechubed gives you Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to, if somebody mechubit is in front of you, you're allowed to give him Shalom Aleichem. And whoever gives you Shalom, you're allowed to answer him back. This is Laloch according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Bein Brocha, the first one is Bein Brocha Rishon L'Shnia. Now Bein Shnia L'Shma, when Yendo Brocha to Hashem HaBoiche B'Yamo Yisrael B'Yavo, after that Brocha, and right before you start saying Shema Yisrael, you're also allowed to answer then. Ubein Shema Levohoyim Shemoya, when you finish Uchsavtom al Mezuzas Beisecho Vesherechom, as before you start the second parasha of Kriya Shema, Vohoyim Shemoya, that is also considered a Bein HaPerek. Bein Vohoyim Shemoya Levayomer, as when you finished Kimeha Shemayim al Horetz, you finish the second parasha of Kriya Shema before you start Vayomer Hashem Amoshe Leimer. The third parasha, that is also considered a Bein HaPerek. Bein Vayomer Liyemes V'yatzif. The Tanakh Kama holds at the end of Kriya Shema also, when you end off Ani Hashem Alekechem, that is also considered a stop. And before you start Emes V'yatzif, you're allowed to be mastic, you could answer or give somebody Shalom, which is a person of Mechubid, or else you could answer back to anybody. Rabbi Yehudu Aymer, no, Bein Vayomer Le'emes V'yatziv Lo Yafsik. You should not be mafsik in between the end of Ani Hashem Alekechem before you say the word Emes. Emes goes together with the parasha before. Now, the word Emes and Yatziv, that like goes together. Now, some of Hashem learn, Rabbi Yehuda is saying,
Bein vayomel emes v'yasel lo yasig means for nothing at all. Even for an Adam that you're afraid of, still you should not be mafsig between the words of Ani Hashem like Elokeichem and emes v'yatsiv. But after you say emes v'yatsiv, then it is considered like you're be'emtza haperik, you're in the middle, and then you have the alochis, that nifnei Adam hayiro, you have yiro from, you're allowed to give him shalom aleichem, or you're allowed to answer back to somebody that is mechubid, you're allowed to answer him back. If Yehudi Vikri is saying that just between Ani Hashem Elokeichem and Emes V'yatsiv, you should not stop at all for anything. So the Mishnah Vayta, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, Lomo Kodmo Shema, Levoho Yim Shemoya, how come Shema comes first? And then comes the second Parsha. How come the first Parsha of Yehafta comes before the second Parsha? Elo Kedei Sheikabal Olav Ol Malcha Shema Yim Tchila, first you should accept upon yourself the yoke of doing the Avodas Hashem, be mekabel the yoke of Malchus Shemayim, v'yacha kach yikabel olav ol mitzvahs. And then we say the second parasha v'hoyim shemoya, which is talking about the different mitzvahs that we do. And v'hoyim shemoya levayomer, and then v'hoyim shemoya levayomer, how come the second parasha comes before the third parasha? Shevahoyim shemoya noyeg, yom of alayla. There are mitzvahs that are negated to day and night. Like we talk about, v'limadetem oisam es v'nechem, the mitzvahs Talmud Torah, which is negated of a gisa by yom of alayla, you're supposed to learn at night and by day. Levayom, mashenke, the mitzvahs of the third parasha, ain't a noyeg ela b'yom. We only have those mitzvahs by daytime, which is talking about the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is not negated b'layla. And at night time you can't see them. There's no chiyuv to wear tzitzis at night. So it just means that since this one mitzvah of tzitzis, which is not noyeg balayla, that's why this parasha comes last. Now that we say tzitzis is not noyeg balayla, which means a ksus layla, a beged, which is set aside just for night time. But really it's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim learn it depends upon the beged. If the cloth, if this garment is meant to be used for daytime, even if you use it at night, there is also a chiyuv to have tzitzis on it. And some learn, no, any garment you wear at nighttime, you are potter from tzitzis. The chiyuv is only by yom. And we go lukum according to bolshitis, but I call upon, that's why people that usually do not take off the tzitzis right away at the beginning of the night. They rather wear it till they go to sleep. Because since this is a beged, which is set aside mainly to wear by daytime, according to some shikas, even at nighttime, there's also a mitzvah to wear the tzitzis. Mashenke in a bracha we do not make at night, because we are choshed for the other sheet that holds, nighttime the chlal is potter from tzitzis. Therefore, even though it's a beged, it's a cloth that you usually wear by daytime, still at night we would not make a bracha on it.
Mishnah Gimel, HaKoyre Es Shema. If somebody is reading the Kriya Shema, V'lo Yishmiya L'Yosnoi, he does not say it loud enough that he cannot hear it to his own ears. Is Dalo Chayotza, he still is Bekayim. Since he is saying it, that's called a good Kriya. Rabbi Yossi Oimer L'Yotza, Rabbi Yossi holds no. If you can't hear what you are saying, that is not considered a good Kriya to Bekayim this mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And the pshat from Rabbi Yossi is, because the pasuk says Shema, so he dashes for the word Shema here, means Hashmi al Yosnucho. You have to be able to hear it to your own ears. If it's not loud enough that your own ear cannot hear it, you're not Yotze. And the Tanakhama holds no, that for the word Shema here, we dashen, you could say it, Bechol Loshen. Any type of a language you say it, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah. And the Loch is like the Tanakhama, that even though you don't hear what you're saying, as long as it comes out of your mouth, you are mekayim the mitzvah. Even though betchila, like the better way to say it is that you should say it loud enough that you could hear what you are saying. Taita, koro, v'loy digdek b'yoyseh. If somebody reads the Kriya Shema, but he is not medagdek, he does not say it very carefully, to pronounce every single ois, every single letter in the Shema, is Rabbi Yossi Oimer Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says, still he is Yotza. He is Mekayim the Mitzvah. And since he reads it, even though he's not the dogtic, still he's mekayim the mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda, why me lo yotzer? Yehuda holds, no, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. If you don't speak out every single voice clear and nicely, then Lavosha was brought down. If you have two words, one next to another, that one ends off and one starts off, like Lamashal, Levovecho, and Al, bin Al Levovecho. So Al ends off with a Lamed, and Levovecho starts with a Lamed. So if you don't say it like in between, you don't stop in between, it sounds the same Lamed both ways. Or else Esev and Besodecho, or else V'yavadetem Mehero. If you don't stop in between, the Mem and the Mem sound alike. So that's called, you did not deductive Mekriyos to help. That it's a machlekes, and Yom Yossi says you are Yotze, and Yom Yehuda says you're not Yotze. In the Halacha, we hold you are Yotze, you are the kind of mitzvah. However, Avad Metchila, you're supposed to say it nice and slowly and make these breaks in between each word to make them sound the right way. Then the Mishnah ends off, HaKeru L'mafreya, if somebody says the Parsha is the wrong Seder, the wrong manner, the wrong one, one after another, is Lo Yotze. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. You have to say Kriya Shema the way we have it. First Shema, you have to, then Vayim Shemaya, then Vayomer. If you say one posik before the other posik, you are not mekayim the mitzvah. Kora v'tor, let's say somebody was saying Kriya Shema v'tor and he made a mistake in the middle, is the locha yachser lamokim shetor. He goes back to the place where he made a mistake. Like if he skipped the posik, so he has to go back to that place where he skipped it. He does not have to start over again, even though he continued on. He could just go back to the place where he stopped, where he made a mistake, and continue on from there. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Ho'obdin Kerin B'Reish Ilan. His people that work, workmen, they're allowed to say Kriya Shema even though they're on top of a tree, or B'Reish HaNidbuch, or else they're on top of a brick wall. Still they could say Kriya Shema on top there, even though it's pretty hard to have Kavanah there. But since the main kavod was only Mishas, you were saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lakenu, Hashem Echon, we say just for that one posting, you could have kavodah up there also. Ma'ashenon Rishoyin Lassas Kein Batfila. Ma'ashen Kein to Davin Shemun Esrei, there you have to have more kavodah throughout the whole Shemun Esrei. You can't have kavodah up there on top of the tree or on top of the wall. Therefore, there even the workmen have to stop working and come down in order to Davin.
Yeah, Mishnah Hey. Choson poto mikriya shma balayla harishin. A choson, somebody got married, he's poto from saying kriya shma the first night of his chasna. Ad moitzoy Shabbos. Sometimes he's even poto until moitzoy Shabbos. Im loyosom aita. If he did not have beer with his wife, if he did not live with his wife yet, then we say he's poto from saying kriya shma. Now, the reason why a chosin is part of saying Krishma is because he's torrid with a mitzvah. He's thinking about how the biyah would go the first night. He's afraid about the psulim. So since he has a tirud of the mitzvah on his head, he's worried about something. The Rachmon has patted him. As the Pasuk says, "Ubelechtecho baderech." So when you're going in the road. So we say that means, "Belechef tidoch." When you're going on your own road, doing something for yourself, then you should say Krishma. For the mitzvah p'tiris, but when you're doing something about a mitzvah, then you are potter from saying Krishna. So even though here the chiddush is you're not really doing an action, but still we say since you have something a Torah, something's on your mind, so we say the way you're thinking, what you're thinking about now, about tonight, how you're going to have the deal, you can't really have kavanah to say Krishna. So the question is, do we tell the chassan he has to push away these tirdus, this what is bothering him on his mind, and have kavanah? That we say, no, you don't have to push away those tirdas, you're allowed to continue thinking about it, and you are potter right now from saying Krishma. Now, until when? Until Moitzoy Shabbos, which is four nights, because usually the chasna was on Tuesday night. So therefore, the first four nights, if you do not do the bia, you are still have a ptur of saying Krishma. And the pshat is that after four nights already, then it doesn't bother you, it's not on your mind so much. You don't have such a big tirda. Therefore, you're mechuyev to have kavana to think when you're saying Kriya Shema. Then the Mishnah says, Maisa Rabbi Gamliel. There was a Maisa, a story once happened with Rabbi Gamliel. Shekora Balayla Harishain. Shenosa. the first night when he had his chasno, he got married the night of his chasno, he still said Kriya Shema. His omer loy tamidim, so his tamidim, the students asked him, the lomaratonu rabbeinu, didn't you yourself teach us shechosen potem mit Kriya Shema, that a chosen the night of his wedding, he's potem from saying Kriya Shema, belaylo harishen, the first night. So omalehem, he answered back, eini shemei alechem, I will not listen to you. Levatam imenu tid levatam for myself, malchus shemai mafilu shorachas. Over. So he said, eini shemei alechem, I will not listen to you. Levatam imenu to levatam for myself, to take away from myself. Even one night I will not stop. And the Gemara explains, really, that the reason is that he holds a regular chosn, a regular person, since he has these things on his mind, he just can't have kavana. However, he was so great that these things did not bother him, did not stop him from having the right kavana, the right thoughts, b'shas Kriya Shema. So since he was able to have the right thoughts, therefore he himself did the mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema even the night of his chasna. However, l'maisel halacha today, everybody says Kriya Shema even the night of his chasna. And one reason is because we say even the whole year, we do not have that much kavana, that much in our mind when we are saying Kriya Shema. That there won't be that much of a difference whether we have something bothering us or not, that much kavana we can still have today. Therefore, we are still supposed to say Kriya Shema even the night of our chasna.
Yemishnevov. Rochat laylo harishoin. Shemesa Ishtai. As the first night after Rabbi Gamliel's wife was Nifter, he took a shower, he washed himself. His Omer Loi Tamidav, so his Tamidim asked him, the Maratona Rabbeinu, didn't you yourself teach us, She'ovel Oser Lichoitz? A novel means somebody that was mace, one of his seven Kroivim that were mace. The din is, you're a novel then for 7 days, and for 7 days you're not allowed to take a shower, you're not allowed to wash yourself. Oser Lichoitz. A novel is also to take a rechitza, to wash himself. Or Malahem, so Rabbi Gamliel answered them back, Eini kishar b'nei yodim. I am not like other people, rather istin is oni. I am very delicate. And since I'm very delicate, the reason why I'm taking a shower is not stam for tainug, for pleasure, but rather if I do not take a shower, I have a lot of tsar, I feel a lot of pain. And the law is that an novel is not allowed to take a shower to wash himself, that's only if you're doing it for the purpose of enjoyment. But if you're doing it for the purpose of taking away tzara, taking away pain, then it is mutter. Here, Mishneh Zayin, Uki Shemeis Tovi Avdoi, and when his Eved, when his slave, Tovi, died, again, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's slave, Tovi, died, Kibul Olav Tanchumen. He accepted Tanchumen. In other words, like usually, after you bury somebody, then when you walk back from the Beis HaKfaris, you make a rose, and people walk, and you walk in between the people, and they give you tanchumim, they say things appeasing you. So he did this when his own slave, Tevi, died. He also was makabel this tanchumim. Is omru loy tamidim, so his tamidim asked him, le'lamaratonu rabbeinu, didn't you yourself teach us, she'ein mekablin tanchumim al huavodim, that if your slave dies, you are not supposed to accept this appeasement, this tanchumim. And one of the reasons is because if you do it, people will think he was a regular person, and they'll think he's a miyuchasik person, and they'll come to marry his children. So therefore, you're supposed to act different on your effort, or else you're supposed to act as just like your shura that died, like your ox that died. You're not supposed to accept this special type of tanchumim. Izom alehem, so Rabbi Gamliel answered them back, Ein tevi avdi kishar kol avodim. My slave Tevi was not like all other slaves, but rather kosher hoyim. He was a good person. Some say it means he was a Talmud Chacham. He learned, and he didn't steal. He didn't do anything wrong. Therefore, if you have such an Eved that's a kosher, then you are allowed to accept Tanchumim for him.
Here, Mishneches, Choson, that means the night of your wedding, is Imrotzo Likros Kriya Shema Laila Harisha in Korea. If you want to, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema even the first night of your wedding. That's what the Tanakhama holds. If the person thinks that he could have kavana, he's allowed to say Kriya Shema. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Loi kol haroitze litol es Hashem. Not anybody that wants to say Hashem's name, Yito could like take it.
In other words, he holds that a person has to have kavana. You have to know what you're saying and have the right to think, right things in your mind. And the chasen, the night of his chasna, since he's thinking about the via, what he has to do that night time, he can't have in mind the mitzvah's krishma. Therefore, he holds he is potter from saying krishma. And if a person wants to do it and is not at that madreg, he can't do it, he's called a bagaivanik. And therefore, he says he is badavka potter, he should not say krishma. However, like we spoke out before, the poskim can say that b'zman hazeh today, a chasen should say krishma. Because today, the whole year round, we do not have that much kavana. Therefore, even the first night of his wedding, he could also have that much kavana that he has the whole year. As b'zman hachazal, people used to have a lot of kavana. So the pshat is, the mitzvah of kavana is the most kavana you could have, that's what you have to have b'shachi doing the mitzvah. So if you're a person that could have a lot of kavana, and tonight, let's say the night of your chasen, you can't have that much kavana, so then you're potter. However, today, that everybody only has a certain amount of kavana, and that much kavana you could have even the night of your chasen, therefore, b'zman is there, they are mechuyev to say krishma, to daven marav, even the night of the chasen.
Perek Gimel. Mi shemeisoi muto lofonav. If somebody has a mace that's in front of him, in other words, it means one of the Zion Krovim, that he has to be a novel, and it's a chiyuv, it's a mutl upon him, he is the one that has to take care of the burial, to bury the mace. Therefore we say, potter mi krishma. This oval now is potter from saying krishma, because he's torrent, he's busy in doing a mitzvah. Now, mace a mutl means, kolzman that did not make the kfura, kolzman that mace was not buried, you are potter from saying krishma. O min ha'tfilo, o min ha'tfilin. You're potter from davening, and you're potter from wearing tefillin. What about noisei hamita, the people that are carrying the coffin, v'chilufeihem, the people that exchange over? That was the way they used to do it, that some people used to carry it now, and then they would change over, let other people carry it, v'chilufeihem, and the second change over. The loch is like this, eshelefnei hamita, the people that are in front of the coffin, v'yeshelacher hamita, or else the people that are on the back of the coffin. The din is like this. Eshalamita tzarech ben, whether you're in front of me, they're going to come to you. Whether you're in back, pashut means you did it already, but they may need you again a second time to carry the coffin. So if they need you to carry the coffin, then we say peturin. Your potter then, it's called you're being oisik in a mitzvah, your potter from Saint Krishma, from tefillah and from tefillin. The yeshein lamita tzarech ben, but let's say they do not need you to carry the coffin, or you did it already, and they won't need you again, but you're only there just for the mitzvah slavoya to walk after the mace, then we say chayovin. You are chayiv to say krishma. You're not considered a torah in a mitzvah, since you don't have to carry the coffin anymore. Therefore, you have to say krishma if this is the time to say krishma. But elu v'elu p'turim min ha'tfilah. But both these people are potter from saying, from davening shmon esrei. It's even though they do not need you to carry the coffin, but since you are there to do a mitzvah, you are there to malava the mace, so we say since davening tefillah is only midrabbanan, you're potter from davening right now. We are saying krishma, which is the raisa, there we say you are mechuyev. Or else the other difference is that krishma you only have to have kavana mi'ikar adin, the first pasuk, ma'ashen kein for tefillah, you have to have more kavana, you can't have kavana now, kol zaman you buy the levaya. Therefore, you are potter from davening, from tefillah, shmon esrei.
Yeah. Mishneh Beis. Kovru es hameis v'chozru. They already buried the mace, and now they are returning from the kever. Is im yecholam lahascho v'ligmor. If the people around there can start to say krishma and finish it, ad shelo yagiyu l'ashura, until it comes the time to make rows. In other words, they used to make two rows, and the oval would walk in between the two rows, and the people would be menachemim, would say, amok menachem eschem. So if you have enough time, right after you finish burying the mace, and before you make these lines that you could say krishma, you have a chiv then, because then you're not oisik in the mitzvah. Here's the achilu, you should start and finish saying krishma. V'yim lov, let's say you're not going to have enough time, in other words, right away, right after the kvura, they're right away going to start to make these rows, and this row is also part of the mitzvah of to Menachem the Ovel, is lo yachilu. Then we say you do not have, you should not start to say krishma. Ho'aim dim ba'ashura ha'pnimim. the people that are standing in the inside row, in other words, that's going to see the Ovel, and that's going to talk to him and say, Hamokim Menachem Eschem, is Peturin. Their part is still from saying Krishma, because that's considered they're being Isaac in a mitzvah to be Menachem the Ovel. But the people that are on the outer line, that Bechlal cannot see or talk to the Ovel, that's not considered you're being Isaac in a mitzvah, and therefore you're chayev to say Krishma.
Mishneh Gimel. Noshim, women, the avodim and slaves, uktanim, a young child, is pturim mikriya shema, the apota from the mitzvah, the araisa to say kriyashem every day, or minat tefillin, the apota for putting on tefillin, but v'chayofim betefillin, but there's a chiv even for nisha to daven every day, uva mezuzah, if an isha owns her own house, she has her own room, or she rents a room, she has a chiv to put a mezuzah on the door, over birchas hamazon, and after you get finished eating, you have to bench. Now, the reason why the women are part of saying Krishma, because this is considered a mitzvah sasei shazman drama. There's a zman when you could say Krishma. And the same thing applies for tefillin, because at night time, we are part of wearing tefillin. And the same reason applies to our nevid. Now, ketanim, even though this young child is a gil achinuch, and usually there's a chiyuv to mechanachim to let him do all the mitzvahs, but the mefarshim say kriyashim is different because the son is not always next to the father at that time. Therefore, there's not a chiyuv to be mechanachim in this mitzvah on the mitzvah of kriyashim. Same thing, tefillin needs a guf noki. You have to keep a clean body, not let any wind out, and therefore, a katan does not know how to do this. He's also potter from tefillin. Ma'ashen kein ba tefillah, they're all mechuyiv because tefillah is a svarim. You have to ask Rachmanot, you have to ask things from Hashem, the Rom Chuyiv to Davin, and the Mezuzah also, because the Pasuk says, the Skari is to get an Arichas Yom, a long life, and an Isha also wants a long life. Well, the Birchas Hamazon also, the Mechuyiv to bench, that's not called the Mitzvah Feshazman Grama, therefore Pshita, they have a Chuyiv to bench after they get finished eating. There's only a Shal in the Gemara, an Isha Mechuyiv with the Raisa, with the Rabbanan, because they can't say, they can't say Aloritz because they don't have the Yerusha, or they can't talk about Torah, they have no chiyuv to learn Torah. Therefore, that's sad to say, maybe they're only mechuyiv midirabonin to bench.
Yeah, Mishneh Dalet. Balkeri, that means somebody that has a sort of zera came out of his body, is maharer beliboy v'yenim v'orach. If it comes the time to say Krishma, he's not allowed to say out Krishma, but rather, Mahara Baliba, he has to think about it in his heart, V'yeinu Mavorach, and he does not make the brocha of Birchat Krishma, Lo Lefonehu, not before Krishma, but Lo Leacharehu, and not after Krishma. V'yal HaMozun, but if he has to bench, if he ate a Suda, now he wants a bench, is Mavorach Leacharehu. He's allowed to make the Birchat HaMozun afterwards, because that's Midiraisa. V'yeinu Mavorach Lefonehu, but he's not allowed to say a brocha before. It's before he starts eating, because that's only midrabbonim. And there's this takonas of Ezra that a Baal Keri is not allowed to say divrei Torah or even not allowed to say the brochas. Rabbi Yehuda says mevorach lifnei mul achrayim. He's allowed to make a brocha both before and afterwards. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Baal Keri is allowed to say brochas. He can make the brochas krishma before and afterwards. However, according to the Tanakhama, our Balkari is not allowed to say anything. He's only allowed to be Mahara believer. He's only to think about it in his mind what? Only Kriyashim itself, but not the brachas before and afterwards. And then when he comes to bench, even benching is only Mutta by the Mahara believer if he thinks about it in his heart. But he's not allowed to speak out any words. Mitakonas Ezra. Mashenkim is Manazeh. There are Ezra. The Gemara says it was Butler ready to Konas Ezra. And Mizmanas Day, even a Baal Keri is allowed to daven, is allowed to learn, is allowed to say all the brachas.
Yeah, Mishneh Hei. Ho yo'im eid bat fila. Is this person that's a Baal Keri was started already to say Shemun Esrei. He was standing davening. V'nizkar shu Baal Keri. And now he reminded himself that he was a Baal Keri. As at the beginning he started to say Shemun Esrei, he did not realize, he forgot that he was a Baal Keri. He forgot that Zera came out of his body last night. And now he remembered, and he didn't go to the mikveh yet, is alocho lo yasik, he does not have to stop saying Shemun Esrei, ela yikatsu,
The Eitzer is he should say every bracha very shortly. It's every bracha he should say shortly, like bracha to Hashem, then chenin hador. He should say at the chenin lodim das, and bracha to Hashem chenin hador. He should make every bracha short. In Yor Eliyakatzin. Now Yorad Litzvot. Let's say the Baal Keri went down to go to the mikvah. The way you're supposed to, according to the Takonis Ezra, his man there was such a Takona. So the Mishnah says, "In Yochol La'alois Ulehis Chasois V'Likrois Ad Shaloi Tonei Tachamom." If this person now that was Tomei went down to the mikvah, if he could go to the mikvah and come up and get dressed in order to say Krishma before it comes Neitachama, before it comes the sunrise, Yava, let him come up from the mikvah. The Yitzchas to let him get dressed, the Yikra, and then let him say Krishma. Because the Yikra's man Krishma, like we learned, is like the Vesikin, is to say it right before Neitzachama, right before sunrise, in order to be able to start saying Shmonesrei by sunrise. The Yim Lov, let's say there's not going to be enough time, like he's in the mikvah right now, and if he's going to get up to get dressed, by the time he gets finished getting dressed, it'll be after already the Neitzachama, it'll be after sunrise. So then the Mishnah says, Yischase b'mayim v'yikra. Let him cover himself in the water itself, and let him say Krishma right there in the mikvah. So that's what it says, Yischase cover himself. It means he should put himself into the mikvah up until his neck, that his whole body should be covered up with the water, and then he could say, Krishma. And this is providing that the water is not clear water that you can see through. You have to stir it up a little bit to make sure you can't see a body through it. Then you could say Krishma. But you cannot cover yourself with dirty water. Or else, not with water that you soak your flax in it. And since it smells very bad, so you're not allowed to say a bracha in such a case. Until you have to add other water into it. Good water into it. And the Gemara explains that really this part of the Mishnah is going, let's say there's Meiraglayim there. So you can't say Krishma in front of the Meiraglayim unless you first add other water into it. The Kama Yarchuk Mehena Minatsoya, how far do you have to go away from Meiraglayim if you do not add water into it? Or Minatsoya, or from the Tsoya that comes out of the body? Arbamis. You have to go away from it Arbamis, then you are allowed to say Krishma. But Toich Arbamis of Tsoya, you are not allowed to say Krishma. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Zov Shiroa Keri. A person that was a Zov. That means he saw it two times already. So therefore, this man is Tomei for 7 days. And now in the middle of the 7 days that he's Tomei, he saw Keri. Some Zera came out of him. Or else Venida. Anisha, that's Venida, means she already saw her dam. She apolta shichva Zera. In other words, the aloha of Anisha is that when she has tashmis with the husband and the zera goes into her, when the zera comes out for the next 3 days, it's metamaha, gives her a tumas keri also. So let's say she had tashmis Monday night, and then Tuesday in the morning she became a nida, and now Wednesday the shichva zera came out of her. So since the shichva zera came out of her within 3 days, she has a tumas keri now because of the shichva zera. Hu adin v'yhamishameshes. In other words, an isha that has tashmish with a husband, and when the husband puts the zera into her, that really gives her a din like tumas keri. And now afterwards, the next day, she became a nida. So the question is, does she have to go to the mikveh now before she wants to learn Torah or say the brachas? Is halacha tzrich in tefillah? The Tanakhama holds yes, that before you learn Torah or before you daven, there's the Takonis Ezra that still applies, that Mishum Tumas Keri, you have to go to the mikveh. And the Chiddush is, even though these people, when they go to the mikveh, they do not become Torah Legamri, because the person is still a Zof, he still has to wait 7 days to Zaynikiyim, or else an Isha has Nidirana, she's Tomei for 7 days, or else, again, she became Nida. Still, the Tanakam holds that Takonis Ezra, she or he has to go to the mikveh, Nikva, before they could daven or learn Torah. Rabbi Yehuda points, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda holds that since the other tumas came first, and because of those tumas, she cannot or he cannot become Torah. Therefore, you do not have to be Torah even after Konat Ezra before you want to learn or before you want to daven. However, the law of Maisa, the Tekonis Ezra was bottled, and Mizman is there, we are allowed to learn or daven even before we go to the mikveh, even if we saw a zera.
Yeah, Perek Dalit. Tfilat HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Shachris, when we daven Shimon Esrei in the morning, we could say it up until Chatzos Hayom. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Arba Shois. No, you're only allowed to daven the first 4 hours of the day. Now, when the Zman starts, what's called the beginning, Amikar Adin, you're allowed to start davening from Oilas HaShachar. That's from like stars, the morning star. However, the union is to wait until at least Netzach Hama, to start davening from Netzach Hama. But you're allowed to continue on the first 4 hours of the day. Now, exactly when do we start counting from Oilas HaShachar or from Netzach Hama? That is the Machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Gra, whether we start counting the 4 hours from sunrise, or do we start from the morning star. Tfilas HaMincha Ad Erev. Mincha, the Zman Mincha, you could daven up until Erev, which is also a machlokes. Some say Erev evening here means until Shkia Sacham, until sunset. And some say it means Mamish up until Tzesek Chavim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Plag HaMincha. Mincha, you can only daven till half of the time. Plag HaMincha means half of the time of Mincha. Now let's say we take Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana usually starts from 3:30. And it continues on until evening. So from 3:30, let's say, until 6, is like 2.5 hours. So take half of that time. Half of 2.5 is 1.25 hours. So he holds, Plag HaMincha means 1.25 hours before nighttime. That's when the Zman Mincha ends. And according to Yehuda, that's when the Zman Mariv begins. So again, do we count this Plag HaMincha from Shkia? That means from sunset. Do we say like you have 1.25 hours before sunset? That's when you can. That's the last time to daven mincha, and that's when Marav starts according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or else the other shittas are we start from Tzeisik Chavim, and say 1.25 hours before Tzeisik Chavim. That's when the Zman Mincha ends according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's when Zman Marav starts after this 1.25 hours before Tzeisik Chavim. That's what's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Tfilah to Erev ain law keva. The Zman to daven Marav has no time limit. You could daven it the whole night time. It's even though the Zman first starts by Tzeisik Chavim, but it continues on throughout the whole night. Other learns ain law kva means there's no chiv really midrabbonah. There's not a kva chiv to daven Marav. But however, the minig is gafal pikein is norgu kol yisro b'chol makomis v'shasayim lispal arvis v'kiblu alayim tfilas chayvim. That's the lashon of Rambam. That now the minig is to daven Marav, and Klai Yisrael was makabler upon themselves, accepted it upon themselves, the teres achayiv to daven Marav. Vishel Musafin, what about when it comes on Shabbos or Yom to daven Tfilas Musaf? Kol Hayim, you could daven Musaf throughout the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda Shittur is, Ad Sheva Shois. No, only throughout the first 7 hours of the day. In other words, 1 hour after Chatzais Hayim, that's the time to daven Musaf. After the 7th hour of the day, you can't have a musaf anymore, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona hoye mispalel. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona used to daven, used to pray. Bichnisosa leveis hamidrash. When he used to come into the base of Medrash, he used to say a special tefillah. Uvitziyosoi, and when he used to leave, a tefillah katsara. He would say a small tefillah, a small prayer. Omru lois, the Chachamim asked him, Ma mokum le tefillah zo? Like zu. How come you are davening? What's the purpose of this tefillah? Omru lehem, so Rabbi Nechunya ben Akoni answered back, Bich nisosi ani mispalo. When I come into the base of Medrash to learn, to sit down for and I make this tefillah, Shiloi se'era takolo al yodi. That I should not make a mistake in learning, and I should not teach the mistake to somebody else. Uvitziyosi, and when I leave the base of Medrash, Ani noisin hoidoyo al choki. I like thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I was zeicha to be able to sit and learn a Torah. Now really, this is brought down la'alocha, that before you start learning, there's an inyan to say yirotzon. And when we get finished learning at night, we also say moedim anach loch. We say also a tefillah at the end of davening by night, at the end of learning.
Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Rabban Gamliel Oimer, Bechol Yoin Mispalel Odom Shmoin Esrei. It's every day you have to daven Shmoin Esrei. When it comes to daven Tfilo, Heshachris Mincha Maruf, what's the Nutzach that we say by Shas Tfilo, is all 18 brachas. Shmoin Esrei, the way we do it. Rabbi Yeshua Reine Me'ein Shmoin Esrei. No, you don't have to say all 18 brachas, but you say Me'ein, part of Me'ein from the Shmoin Esrei. And this is the Machlekes. Some learn he means to say that all the middle brachas, you just say first the beginning and the end. Like you would say, Ata chonin lodom das, baruch ato Hashem chonin hados. Hashivein lovinu l'sev osecho, baruch ato Hashem haroitze b'seshuva. That's called Me'ein, a little bit from each bracha. Other Mepharshim learn that Rabbi Yeshua means to say the nusach of Havineinu. In other words, you just have to say the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, and then all the middle brachas you include in one bracha. Baruch ato Hashem shomea tefillah, and it's called Havineinu. Rabbi Akiva says, Im shiguras tefillah b'fiv. If the davening comes out of your mouth very clearly, very easily, is the yispalo Shmoneh Esrei, then you should daven all 18 brachas. The yimlov, if not, me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. Then he also holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that if you can't daven so nicely, if it doesn't come out of your mouth so good, then you could daven me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, like part of the Shmoneh Esrei. However, l'maisa l'alocha, we always daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei v'yavu tefillas. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. If somebody makes his davening, a keva means like a chayv, like he has to do it. He comes to daven because he feels he has to daven, not because he really wants to, but he feels it's a chayv, it's something he has to do, and he just wants to get finished to do it fast. His ain tfilosoy tachanunim. His tfilas davening is not considered like he's really asking something from Hashem. In other words, it's not called a tfilah ruya, it's not called lishmo. Because when you daven to Hashem, you have to feel you're doing it because you want to ask Hashem from something. Like you're doing it for the sake of Hashem, for your sake. Not because you are like forced to do it. Rabbi Yeshua says, Hamahalech dimokoyim sakona. If somebody goes on the road, and it's a sakona there. There's a danger there. There are listim there. There are robbers there. So you can't daven too long there. Is mispalo tefillah katsura. You have the right then to daven a short tefillah. Oyma, you say, Hoysha Hashem Mesamcho Esherus Yisrael, Hashem should save Ekzekla Yisrael, Bechol Perosha Seibur, Yio Tzorchehem Lefonecho, it's any type of a matzav they go through. Rashi learns it means, Afilu Beshosha personally Avera, even at the times when Kla Yisrael are doing Averas, doing things wrong, still Yio Tzorchehem Lefonecho, still their needs should be in front of you, Vitimale Mishaloisahim. And you should fill the needs that Klal Yisrael needs. So that's what we're saying again. That Hoysha Hashem Esamcho Esheres Yisrael Bechol Peroshas Ibur. Any type of a situation Klal Yisrael is in, Yotzorchehem Lefonecho. What they need should be in front of you. Baruch Ato Hashem Shemei HaTfila. That Hashem should listen. Now this tefillah you're allowed to say even when you're walking on the derech, but this tefillah is not really in the place. You're not really mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah. Therefore, it's brought down when you do come home and reach the yishuv, you're supposed to daven over again a Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah, Mishneh Hei. Hoya roichev al hachamor. If somebody was riding on his donkey and it came time to daven Shmoneh Esrei, is yerid. But you're supposed to get off your donkey and a daven because you can't have so much kavana on top of the chamor. V'yameinu yochol erid. Let's say you can't go down, like you don't have anybody to hold the chamor. You can't go down. You can't get off it. Is your ladder davin on top of the chamor, but yachzer es ponuv, you should turn your face. The Gemara says that means you should turn your face towards Yerushalayim, towards the base of Migdush, and that's the mokum where you should daven to. V'yameinu yochol hasur es ponuv, let's say you can't turn your head around, because you have to put your mind like on the derech where you're going, you have to see where you're going, you can't afford to turn your head around to the side, is yechavin es liboy keneged the base kodesh hakadoshim. At least in your heart, in your mind, you should be mechavin, you should feel as if you're davening towards or you're in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You're in front of the Beis HaMikdash, davening towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Here, Mishnah Vov, Ho-yo-yo-yishev besvina. If somebody was sitting on a ship, oy be-koron or else on a wagon, oy be-astor or else on a raft, it's in the water, you have a raft, yechavin es liboy k'neged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you don't, you should at least have in mind that you want to daven towards the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. So here, Parshana means that you should sit towards that way. Like if you're sitting on the boat, it's faced towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis HaMikdash, and you should daven towards that part. And like if you don't know which way it is, then in your mind, I'll call upon him, you should have kavana that you want to daven towards the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mishneh Zayin, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein Tfilas HaMusafim Elo Bechever Ir. Is when do we daven Musaf on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh? Only when it's a Chavir Ir. That means, only when you have a rabbi, when you have a minyan davening together. As Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that a yochid, a private person, cannot daven Musaf by himself. Musaf was only said to daven together in a tzibur. The Chachamim say no, bechaver ir, v'shalai bechaver ir. Whether you have a minion in the city, or whether you don't have a minion in the city. Even privately, also, you're allowed to daven Musaf, and that's where we hold. Rabbi Yehuda Raimer Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda says over in his name, he's in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that kol mokram shiyesh chaver ir, hayochid poter metfilas hamusafin. That whenever you do have a minion in the city, davening Musaf, then, like the Shliach Tzibur, his tefillah helps for everybody in the city. Then the yochid, the private person at home, should not daven Musaf. However, if you do not have a Shliach Tzibur, you do not have a minyan davening in the city, then everybody in the city has to daven Musaf by themselves. But the halacha is like the Chachomim, that the tefillah Musaf is a chayv upon everybody, whether there is a minyan, whether there is not a minyan, everybody has a chayv to daven Musaf. Here up to Perek Hay, Mishnalef. Ein oimdin lehispalel elo mitoch koyved roish. When you stand up to start davening Shmon Esrei, it should only be mitoch koyved roish, like a hard koyved roish, your head. That means hachno umir shemayim. Supposed to be machnia, put yourself down and have yira shemayim, like have a little fear from Hashem. As the pasuk says, ivdu as Hashem bi yira. With fear, we should go daven to Hashem. Chasidim horishonim. The Chassidim, the first Chassidim, is Hoyushoyim Shoachas Umispaolim. Before they went to Daven Shmon Esrei, they used to first wait 1 hour. In other words, they used to prepare themselves, prepare their minds for davening 1 hour before davening. Kidei Sheyechavnu Eslibam Lamokam. Today they should have enough kavanah, they should have enough intentions in their mind to pray to Hashem. Afilu HaMelech Shoyer B'Shloimoy. Even if a king comes and asks you, Shalom Aleichem, ask to how you're doing, lo yishivenu. If you're in the middle of davening Shmon Esrei, you should not answer him. V'yafilu nochosh koruch al akaivei. And even if there's a snake wrapped around, twirled around your heel, still lo yafsik. You should not stop davening Shmon Esrei, because when you're in the middle of davening Shmon Esrei, it's like you're talking to Hashem, it's not nice to stop for anything. Now the Gemara explains that we're talking about now in the case where it's not a sakonos nefoshos, where you know this snake is not a poisonous snake, or you know this king, even if you don't give him back shalom, he won't go to kill you. However, in the place where it's a shaila question of echshash, of the puach nefesh, if it's echshash, then maybe the king will kill you, or maybe the snake could kill you, then you are allowed to stop even in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Yeah, Mishnah Beis, Maskirin Gevurois Geshomim B'tzchias HaMeisim. It's in the second bracha of Shmon Esrei, which is called Ato Gibel Elam Hashem, and we end off with Mechayim Hashem Mechayim Mesim. In the middle of this bracha, we mention Mashiv Horuach Amorat Hagoshim. It's in the middle of the winter, we mention Gevuras Geshomim, the greatness of the rain, in this bracha, the second bracha of Tchias HaMesim. The Shoyalim, and we ask, we say Loshim Bakosher, we ask for the rain, the Shoyalim Hagishomim, the Virchas Hashonim. In the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, we say the same talo motel of rocha. That's called in the Berachas Hashonim. That we ask called the bakosha. We're asking for rain. We have dola b'chenin hados. On mitzvoy Shabbos or mitzvoy Yom Tov, when we have to say havdola, we say it in Shmon Esrei in the bracha of atochenin l'odom das. We say havdola like we do. Rabbi Akiva Roimer oimra bracha revius b'fnei atzmo. Rabbi Akiva says no, it's a special bracha by itself. You don't just include it in Atochonin like we do, we say Atochonin, but according to Rabbi Kiva, you have to end off with a special bracha by itself. In other words, after we say the first three brachas of Shmon Esrei, then according to Rabbi Kiva, we make a new bracha. We end off bracha to Hashem, Hamavdo Ben Kodesh.